The Ombudsman is calling for more funding to be given to the Health Service Executive to ensure that younger people with a disability aren't forced to live in nursing homes. Gerard Deering's call comes after he asked the HSE to update him on its progress in implementing measures identified in a 2021 report into the placement of people under the age of 65 in nursing homes. That report found that around 1,300 people under 65 were living in such homes. The Ombudsman, Gerard Deering, joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
That report was called Wasted Lives. How much progress has there been since then?
Yeah, it's an emotive title, Rachel. And in fact, it was one of the people who we talked to and we listened to that coined that phrase, Wasted Lives. We're talking about, at the moment, still 1,200 people who are living in nursing homes. And there's nothing wrong with nursing homes. They're a very good place for people for whom they're designed, but they're not designed for people in their 20s and 30s and that age group. And it's really important for people to understand that what the people we're talking about want to do is just live ordinary lives. They want to make a cup of tea when they'd like to make a cup of tea, have their family to visit. Some of them actually go to work, and imagine explaining to your colleagues in work that you're going back to live in a nursing home, or you're out socially and you're going back to live in a nursing home. So they're in need of that extra support. Now, there are, you know, a considerable number of people going into nursing homes still every month, and we don't object to people going in for short-term care, but it is not a long-term solution for somebody who wants to live their life with dignity and with respect. And there's been very significant progress by the HSE, in fairness to them, that's despite COVID intervening. I mean, as you know, the report was published in 2021. Mm-hmm. The HSE at that stage committed to implementing it. And it was a kind of project that takes a lot of upfront work, and a lot of that upfront work has been done. And as you've already said, 81 people have transitioned, and in fact, there's another 17 people going to move shortly. But the most worrying thing in the report for me is that there's a suggestion now that there isn't funding for the next batch, which was about 20 people who would be almost ready. And there's a lot of work goes into preparing for people to move. There are wraparound services. And this, I commend the HSE that they've taken a person-centred approach to this. So the person moves when all of the services that they need are available to them.
Right. So, and just to be clear about this, there are, as you say, about 20 people who are ready and willing to move and to leave those nursing homes. But the HSE has said to your office that the money isn't available this year for them to do that.
That's my understanding, because a sobering line in the report was to say that they now have to manage the expectations of those people. So these are very real people who, and in, you know, fairness to the HSE, all of the work has been done preparing for them, for them to move. And now they're probably going to have to be told, unless there's funding found. And it's ironic we're having this conversation, Rachel, on a day when the Dáil is discussing what to do with billions in tax windfalls, you know. And it's not a big amount of money. I think my understanding is that the next batch of people to move, the 20, would require in the region of 5 million. You know, in terms of the
overall health budget, it really is a drop in the ocean, isn't it? Typically, what arrangements are put in place for people who do leave nursing homes?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the challenges, as you can imagine, Rachel, is finding accommodation. But in fact, in some instances, the people have their own accommodation, but it might need some adaptation, or they may need some care from personal assistance, or, you know, there's a range of actual care that people need to support them for independent living. But those facilities are there. Other people avail of those facilities at the moment. And what's actually required, and we would encourage the HSE to continue to work with, you know, voluntary bodies, NGOs, who are able to work with the person and identify their needs and then build a program around the person of care and support to allow them. Sometimes it's equipment, maybe a particular wheelchair or particularly particular mobility facilities, or sometimes the accommodation needs to be adopted. But other times it's actually about a care package that's available to the person.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime to tell us about that report. That was the Ombudsman, Gerard Deering.